This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, my beloved Las Vegas, and sent out by USA Radio, broadcast out by USA Radio all over these great United States from coast to shining sea to shining sea and coast to coast. We've got a guest at the top of the hour, which is very rare, Lenny Davis, because we wanted to get into the story of the basically the Muslim terror attack at the Colleyville, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth suburb terror attack at a synagogue yesterday, or I should say Saturday. And we want to get to the meat of what happened. Lenny Davis is the chief operating officer for SRT Special Services here in Las Vegas, former special agent with U.S. Customs Service and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 31 years of experience dealing with issues like this. I wanted to get him on the line. Lenny Davis, welcome. Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
I'm good, Wayne. How are you, sir?
I'm good. The country's bad. Everyone always asks me that. God, I have so many friends, thousands of people in my cell phone, right? And everybody always says, hey, Wayne, I haven't spoken to you in a while. How are you? And I always go, I'm great. The country is effed. The country is completely screwed over. I've never seen anything so horrible as the things going on in America. And so it's not just the terror attack. Thank God nobody was killed. But it's not the potential of what could have happened Saturday. And it's not that my Jewish people were targeted. It's that when it was over, our wonderful FBI, call them the Federal Bureau of Incompetent Idiots, the FBI literally refused to say that it was targeting Jews, even though it was in a synagogue and he was holding Jews hostage. They refused to say that to do with racism, anti-Semitism, or hate targeting Jews, and therefore was a terrorist attack by a Muslim or a Muslim organization. What do you think about the insanity of that?
Well, the first thing I thought of is, and of course the FBI has walked that back, but I think that was the special agent in charge of the Dallas FBI office, and I wouldn't be surprised if he is going to be moving to headquarters. Yeah, well, he's probably going to get moved to headquarters or somewhere, but obviously that's the way that upper level management wanted to paint this. And it was pretty evident if you've got half a brain cell that this guy, obviously, he's a British citizen. He's either born in England or is immigrated there from, I believe he's Pakistani, and he's obviously Muslim of the Muslim faith. And he's a radicalized Muslim because I've got many, many of my friends that are Muslims and that it is not the religion, it is the crazies that are on the fringes of everything. But I think that was very bad on the FBI's upper-level management part to do that. I have to give a shout-out to the hostage rescue team of the FBI. They are some of the best in the world, and they did what they do.
Right.
And, luckily the guy, after about 11 or 12 hours, had gotten kind of
loopy.
He was getting
probably loopy.
He was getting, yeah, and he was getting tired. And the rabbi and some of the people that were being held hostage had training on anti-terrorism
yes.
stuff.
Security training, yes.
And, yeah, and they basically got away from the guy, and then the FBI went in and I guess he refused to surrender, so they neutralized him.
Yeah, I mean, I think what the average person thought, including me, was that, he let these people go, because how else would the four people have gotten out if he didn't say, okay, go. And the rabbi threw a chair at the terrorist, and the terrorist was so shocked, and the rabbi screamed, "Go, go, go," and everybody ran out, and right behind him was this crazy man running with his gun, and when he got to the door, they were already out, and he saw the FBI and also SWAT teams from Dallas pointing guns at him, and he just closed the door, and then they charged in, and they killed him, so, which is good. Thank God they killed him. That's a good thing. You know, the last thing we need is another terrorist spending life in prison costing us millions of dollars. Last thing we need. Another bad guy eliminated from the earth. I say that's a good thing. But my point is, it was all because the rabbi had security training. So I say to you, Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services in Vegas, who, by the way, provided incredible security for my wedding back in November and gave me four incredible former Navy SEAL types, gigantic guys, heroic-looking guys who guarded me and guarded that room and followed me everywhere I went and treated me like they were willing to give their lives for me. So you put some great security at my wedding, Lenny. And so I would argue that all synagogues and all Jewish leaders and all rabbis and cantors should be taking notes, and it's time to learn how to defend yourself. Don't you think? Just like these churches usually have people that are willing to defend themselves. Jews have got to learn to carry guns and be ready to use guns in the act of self-defense.
And I know that a couple of the synagogues here in town, they have done some security training. They do have some security protocols. I know that they usually will up them when something like this happens, but then when it doesn't happen for a while, they seem to go, well, okay, nothing's happened for a while, we don't need it, and that's when you need it more than anything. I am really concerned that, and I don't obviously know the ins and outs of this, but this guy, he seems to be a lone wolf, but then again, the Brits have arrested two of his associates in Britain, and they're still investigating. So was this a sell? And I also want to know why this guy, he landed in New York, and I got to expect you're going to find more synagogues in New York than you are in the suburbs of Dallas-Fort Worth. Why he got to Dallas-Fort Worth and why he targeted that particular synagogue?
Well, it appears because he wanted that gal to be released, the terrorist, who he claimed was his sister, but I don't think she's actually related to him. I think he means, you know, all female terrorists are his sister, but maybe she is his sister. I don't know. All I can say is he wanted his sister released from prison for terrorism, and she was based, I just found out, literally minutes before the show started today, she's in prison in Fort Worth, only 10 minutes away from the synagogue. So that's probably why he chose it, right? That makes sense. That totally makes sense. He must have gone to where her prison was, and then he drove around for 10 minutes to find the nearest synagogue to blame Jews for that, of course. So anybody who thinks this has nothing to do with Jews, he targeted Jews, it has everything to do with Jews. So it's insane that the FBI is this bad. What is wrong with these FBI people? What? They're all brainwashed.
I tell you, it's hard to say. It's always been driven by some of the administration. I know that President Trump was trying to get that out of the way. I know a lot of FBI agents over the years, and some of them have gone to headquarters, and they've come out okay, and they are great people and good agents. And it seems to be that there is this upper level of management that has been, you know, they're more of it for the administration than they are for the administration of justice. And that's sad that any law enforcement agency, especially on the federal level, is not being, is not doing their job. They're doing it more for politics and, you know, the way that the current administration wants them to believe.
Right. I was saying earlier in the show, Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services here in Vegas, provided security for my wedding and did a great job and does it for so many top-notch, high-level events all over Las Vegas. SRT Special Services, just wanted to give them a good plug. These guys are great to me. But I think the FBI is too busy FBI and DOJ. Too busy persecuting, you know, grandmothers at MAGA rallies and parents at PTA meetings, to be able to keep their eye on the ball with a real terrorist that came over on a British visa. They let him into America with a tourist visa and then traveled all over this country, even though he was on the radar in Britain and Scotland Yard as being a terrorist, a possible terrorist.
Yeah, there's obviously a huge disconnect in the actual intel community and what's going on with the terrorist watch list. And, you know, my former agency, U.S. Customs and DHS, you know, that's part of their that's part of their covenant to do, is to make sure that those people don't get inside the United States. They're the first line of defense. And if you don't have the proper information and the intel, then, you know, that's going to cause a lapse in judgment and a lapse in letting these people in. But I don't know how, if he applied for a visa, how the State Department couldn't have gotten it, you know, shouldn't have got the information from the British authorities that he was on a terrorist watch list there. Why would they give him a visa? It doesn't, you know, there's somebody somewhere along the line made the mistake. But of course, you know, you're talking about still sort of the same apparatus of the old Immigration and Naturalization Service, which gave Mahama Atta his green card 6 months after he had driven an aircraft into the World Trade Center.
Well, maybe, you know, the FBI is a little bit too busy, distracted with grandmothers and MAGA rallies and parents at PTA meetings. Maybe the intelligence community is too busy worrying about who enters the country that's unvaccinated. In other words, Wayne Root, who's never committed a crime in my life and pays his taxes, they wouldn't let me into England because I'm unvaccinated. And maybe their eye is on the ball of Wayne Allyn Root. You know, oh, my God, he's unvaccinated. Can't let him in. That's so important. They forgot to check on terrorists. That's what's going on in all these countries. Vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns and worrying about parents at PTA meetings and grandmothers at MAGA rallies have fried the brains of our security personnel and our law enforcement and our FBI. I really do believe that. Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer, SRT, Special Services. Keep protecting us from the bad guys, Lenny. Thank you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Isn't that an amazing story? The FBI is so busy labeling Trump supporters terrorists, domestic terrorists, and grandmothers domestic terrorists, and veterans domestic terrorists, and white extremists, that they don't have time to go catch real terrorists. And when they find a real terrorist, they make excuses and say, you know, I don't know if they targeted you. Really? Now, they've come back and said, no, it was a terrorist attack and they targeted Jews. And you know why they did that? Because they were mocked. The entire country mocked the FBI. Everybody was laughing at them. They're the laughingstock of America. They're the Keystone Cops. And as my buddy Joe, Colonel Joe, former United States military colonel, says, he says, Wayne, I know your guest is a friend of the FBI line officers, not the leaders, right? He's willing to say the leadership's bad, but the average FBI agent is still good. But Joe says we got to start asking, where are the whistleblowers? Why isn't someone blowing the whistle with the corruption and the bias at the FBI? At some point, the organization gets so corrupted and so brainwashed that we can't have faith in the line officers either. Same is true of our military. And this guy's former colonel in the United States Army. He says, as each conservative leaves and two radicals enter to take his place in the military, you got to start questioning the military. It's not my military. It's not my father's military. I see a person in a... Anytime I see a guy in a military officer's uniform, I want to genuflect, salute, and say, wow, thank you for your service. You're great. And I assume he's on my side. He's a conservative patriot. Well, Colonel Joe is telling me that's not true anymore. They're letting in all these little radical communist youth.
and of course, at the leadership level, Obama installed nothing but communists. So the military is not what it used to be. And the FBI is not what it used to be. Here's a group that is what they used to be and still are the best. The best at selling precious metals in the United States of America. Tangible Investments, they are the sponsor of this show. Inflation now at its highest level in 40 or 50 years, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it's actually much worse than that because they took the energy index and they subtracted energy and gas prices and groceries, all the things you need to live. So the reality is inflation is not the highest in 40 years. It may be the highest in history. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. That's how you protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. So check them out. TII1.com. TII1.com. Or call 800-384-41. 800-384-41. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience. And billions with a B. Billions in transactions. 800-384-41. If you want help with gold, silver, platinum, they guarantee the best prices. Plus excellent customer service. Tangible Investments, my buddies. 800-384-41. So, I wanted to tell you about this guy, Djokovic. I think I'm pronouncing it right. He's the world's greatest tennis player and the greatest player ever in the Australian Open. He won it 9 times. And, of course, they rejected his visa and kicked him out of Australia and sent him home with a 3-year ban from Australia. So by the time that's over, he could probably never play in the Australian Open ever again. 9-time champion, best tennis player in the world. And they banned him, and they used the excuse that he will, you know, he could, just like they tried to do with Trump. With January 6th. He's the guy that, you know, gets everybody excited. They'll stop taking vaccines. We don't want him in Australia. He'll cause trouble and he'll incite riots. Incite revolution. He's a martyr. So he left and he went straight back to Europe. And what did I say to my friends? Especially my favorite Serbian friend, Petar, who's been my videographer and producer and cameraman and executive producer and director of every TV show and every TV shoot of my life for 35 years. And I said to Petar, they're never going to leave him alone. They're not going to let him play in any tennis tournament. And sure enough, he flies to France in the next few days, and they've come out and said now they don't want to let him into France. He can't play unvaccinated in the French Open. This is never going to end. And here's the story none of you know about. I'm going to be the only guy in America who knows this story because I got it from the Australian version of National Review, their conservative magazine. On the day they deported, the day the court ruled against Djokovic and they deported him, 3 players dropped out of the Australian Open with chest pain. These are people in their 20s dropping to the court, grabbing their chest, screaming in pain, having some sort of heart issues or cardiac arrest. This has never happened in the history of sports. And a soccer player dropped dead over the weekend. All over the world, young people, young athletes are dropping dead.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Elvita King, discusses the life and legacy of the civil rights leader on MLK Day.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. answered with the word of God. He said, I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too difficult a burden to bear. God is love.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as the country celebrates the memory of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., President Biden on Monday made a speech demanding action on a voting rights bill. The MLK Jr. holiday isn't going smoothly for some folks. Almost 4,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled so far. Snow and ice causing many of the delays on the East Coast. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Wayne L.
Unrooted, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
See, I said Virginia's the new model. Virginia's great. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. This was like Christmas in January. The Virginia governor was sworn in on Saturday and immediately put out all these great executive actions, including banning mask mandates at school, including banning critical race theory, including banning vaccine mandates. That's what we need, governors to save America until we get the cavalry with Trump or DeSantis as president of the United States. But not only governors, how about DAs? New tough on crime, Virginia. DA fires 30 staffers. Virginia's new attorney general, well, they called him DA, but really he's an AG. Virginia's new attorney general, Jason Mayaris, announced an immediate investigation into London County schools and accused it of covering up sexual assault for political gain. At the same time, he announced an investigation into the state's parole boards and fired the whole parole board. They let out all these prisoners. In 2020, the Virginia Parole Board granted 329 inmates early parole, higher than any number in recent history. And so there was a complaint from a whistleblower who alleged misconduct, and the state inspector general found some of the complaints to be substantiated, and the Virginia Parole Board did not face any consequences. And so hours after the inauguration, Youngkin, the new governor, Republican of Virginia, fired the entire parole board and brought in all new appointees and banned the critical race theory. And at the same time, Mayaris, in one of the first actions of his new office as AG, fired 30 staffers, including 17 attorneys, and reportedly the entire conviction integrity unit. He notified the staffers their employment was terminated on Friday before he was even sworn in. Wow, that's great. That is just wonderful. That is just wonderful. That's what this is all about. Okay? You got to fire anybody who's supported by George Soros. You got to fire anybody that's let out of, that lets people out of prison. Got to fire these people. Today, the incoming AG fired, among many others, the entire conviction integrity unit with no notice. I found out at 10 a.m. Two of my colleagues found out at 4 p.m. I'm so sorry to all the people we didn't get to help, said Emily Hasbrook, who formerly worked with the Conviction Integrity Unit in the AG's office, about her entire unit being fired. Good for them. Fire them all. Fire every single liberal. They're creeps, and they're traitors to our country. There's no, just like, I had a guest on today who was a podcast guy, and he said exactly what I say on this show. There's no compromise with these people. Did you compromise in 1860s? One side said, I want to enslave black people and whip them and pay them nothing while they work my crops. They're not human beings. They don't count as humans. And they're my property. And the other side said, they're free human beings. Is there a compromise between those two? What's happening in this country, there's no compromise anymore. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's now based in Florida. So he's a board-certified physician in Florida. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. He's developed Z-Stack, which gives you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, all in one capsule. What an amazing, powerful combination. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins, not drugs. Zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com. Go to my website. Easy for you to remember. Rootforamerica.com. Click on the link right at the top to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack. Now you'll see a big giant Z for Z-Stack. Click on it and you're on your way to getting your immune supplement provided by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko called Z-Stack. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. Great stuff. All right. And again, let me remind you, it's all at Root for America. Here's another story you cannot find in the mainstream media. An explosive case is currently being hotly debated on social media in France. A rich, older entrepreneur from Paris is said to have died as a result of a COVID vaccine. Previously, he'd taken out a multi-million-dollar life insurance policy for the benefit of his children and grandchildren. And although vaccination is recognized as the cause of death by doctors and the insurance company for this poor guy, the insurance company refused to pay him. And the reason is because they say the side effects of the COVID jabs are known and published. They argue the deceased took part in an experiment at his own risk. COVID-19 in itself is not classified as a critical illness. They're right. It's the flu. And they're saying if you get the vaccine, you committed suicide. Isn't that an interesting ruling? Now, don't believe I'm on the side of the insurance company, because that's BS. You know, if you take a multi-million dollar insurance policy, life insurance policy, and you expect to take care of your kids and grandkids for life, and then you die of COVID or die of the after effects of a COVID vaccine, I'm sorry, they should be paying off on that. You know, there's no asterisk in a life insurance policy. You either live or you die. They're betting you're going to die. You're going to live longer, and you're actually betting in case, just in case, that you're going to die. And you're taking the action. You know, you're betting on your death. They're betting on your life. But they have no right when you die to say, sorry, let's change the terms now. That's nonsense. The insurance company justified the refusal of payment to the family by stating that the use of experimental medication or treatments, including COVID injections, is expressly excluded from the insurance contract. And the family's subsequent lawsuit against the insurance company was unsuccessful. The court justified its ruling as follows, quote, the side effects of the experimental vaccine are published, and the deceased could not claim to have known nothing about it when he voluntarily took the vaccine. There is no law or mandate in France that compelled him to be vaccinated, hence his death is essentially suicide, and suicide is not covered by the policy, and the insurance company refuses to budge. Now, this is so interesting because the mainstream media is completely silent about this in America and in France. Nobody wants you to know that this happened. But you don't think all the insurance companies are going to start making that case? When you hear about the insurance company owner in Indiana who does nothing but workers' comp payments and policies for the biggest companies with 100 or more employees in Indiana or in the Midwest. So all he deals with is people who work for a living who have been mandated to get the vaccine. And he says the death rates are up by 40% with people in the working age. 40%. You don't think the insurance company is going to go broke if they have to pay out on that? So they're going to start refusing to pay. They're going to come up with the excuse that the COVID jab is experimental for emergency use only. And you know the side effects are horrible. You know people are dropping dead of heart attacks left and right. So therefore, you have got to know about it, and it's suicide. If you take it, then you know you're committing suicide. Interesting argument. I'm against it. I don't like what the insurance companies are saying. What they should be saying is the insurance companies should be saying, you're bankrupting me to the government, and force the government and the CDC and the AMA and the FDA to stop encouraging people to get these vaccines that don't work, clearly don't work. But the left is so mentally ill and so twisted that they literally want us to die. Literally. You don't believe me? Here's the Salt Lake Tribune editorial board from, I believe, this weekend. The Salt Lake City Tribune, meaning the Salt Lake City newspaper editorial board, demands that, this is Utah, demands that the Utah governor use the National Guard to keep unvaccinated people prisoners in their homes. This is from the Salt Lake City Tribune editorial board, calling on the Utah governor to use the might and power of the National Guard to prevent unvaccinated people from leaving their homes. This is in Utah, Republican-red Utah. The so-called journalists are calling for the military to be used against the American people. There's no military ever used in sanctuary cities. We let all the illegals run free and wild. We let them murder people. We let them drunk drive and kill you in car accidents. We let them rape people. We let them rob people. We let them apply for welfare. We let them apply for food stamps. We give them disability. We give them aid to dependent children. We let them go to school. Their children get, you know, it costs $20,000 a year to send a kid to school in a major city. So you got five kids, that's $100,000 a year in taxpayer money being eaten up by your illegal alien family. We don't care about that. There's identity theft. They steal identities from people and ruin your life when they steal your Social Security number. We don't care about that.
But we care about this one. Yes, we do. You got to keep those unvaccinated people trapped in their homes. Never let them out. This is what the actual editor said. Where Utah is a civilized place, the governor's next move would be to find a way to mandate the kind of mass vaccination campaign we should have launched a year ago, going as far as to deploy the National Guard to ensure that people without proof of vaccination would not be allowed well anywhere, the editor on board wrote. Can you imagine? I just complained that Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is trying to keep me out. And this is Mormon conservatives in Utah? And the answer, of course, is first of all, Mormons are for big government. They always have been. The Mormon church supports big government and bigger government, big brother. And most importantly, not all Mormons are conservative. There are plenty of liberals in Salt Lake City, and a lot of them aren't Mormons. They happen to be atheists living in Salt Lake City. And they believe, all this points out to is that everywhere in the country, even red, deep red states like Utah and Oklahoma and Texas and Florida, guess what? Mormons, Jews, Christians, doesn't really matter. They all believe in big government solving all your problems. And if they have to force vaccinate you with the power of the army, our liberal enemies would like to do that to us. They don't care if it kills us. Pretty scary to go on in Utah, too, though. Pretty scary. And the latest poll, I'll tell you all about when we get back. Half of Democrat voters want COVID internment camps for the unvaccinated. Tell you about when we get back.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, who was the first guy, the very first guy, who pointed out that get ready for Hillary Clinton running for president? I am Wayne Root. Me, teacher. And when I did that, everybody said, you're crazy, you don't know what you're saying, you don't know what you're doing. And sure enough, everybody's now saying it. My gosh, everybody. The whole Washington is talking about Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump in 2024. And all the liberals are talking about it. Why? Because they're getting ready to dump Biden. Because he's the most unpopular president in history. They're throwing him under the bus. They're throwing him off the plane. Throw Grandpa off the plane. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Fellowship Home Loans. You're all aware that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help. And my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now. Refi, buying a home, get locked in at a great rate today. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, a good friend of Wayne Root, and this show, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, 800-toll-free, 804-SAVE, S-A-V-E, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. And I also want to remind you to make sure you tune into the War Raw podcast. If you like this show, you love my podcast, anyone appreciates God, Guns, Gold, Tax Cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, Spreaker is another one, Spreaker. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, so I opened the show with a story, and I want to get to it right now, because I never fully finished it.
up to a 65% increase in deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds in the U.S. during 2021, the year of the experimental COVID vaccine. I've said this for a long time now, because I knew this in my gut. I said, my irony is, in 2020, they kept saying everybody's dying of COVID. And you and I know they lied and they made numbers up, and everybody didn't die of COVID. They died of cancer and heart disease and diabetes and strokes and a thousand other things that they normally die from. But they called it COVID so the hospitals would get a $39,000 bonus. So all of a sudden, everybody died of COVID. But the proof is in the pudding. The death rate did not go up. The amount of deaths in 2020 were the same as all the previous 10 years, give or take a few deaths. I think they were even lower than most of the previous 10 years, if I remember correctly. So they kept trying to sell us on this COVID pandemic, and there was no major increase in deaths. And then, ironically, in 2021, I predicted that would be the year, or I should say this would be the year. Well, now it's last year, 2021. But I predicted 2021 would be the year there would be a dramatic increase in deaths, and it would be because of the vaccine, which I knew from day one was completely unsafe because they didn't put enough time or money or people in the trials. They never had any real trials. They rushed it to production, and there was no control group, and I knew that would lead to disaster. So this article points out that this Scott Davison, the big executive at the Indiana Life Insurance Company, who deals with all these business health insurance accounts, and of course businesses were forced by the mandate, and they made everybody get vaccinated, and he says deaths were up 40%. And of course the media went crazy, and they told him he's a liar, or it's COVID, it's not the COVID vaccine. And so here's an article where this guy did his own investigation to corroborate what he was reporting, and examined the number of deaths the CDC was reporting through December 2020 before they revised their website, changed the total of people who died in 2020, the year the pandemic started, which clearly showed total deaths in 2020 were about the same as the previous 2 years. And all they basically did was eliminate most of the flu deaths and blame those on COVID. The result of this investigation is that we saw about an additional 400,000 deaths in 2021, the year of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. 400,000 additional deaths. Isn't that a funny number? When I told you the Columbia University says take the VAERS vaccine adverse event reporting system, which says 21,000 people have died from the COVID vaccine, not from COVID, from the vaccine. And Columbia says you have to multiply it by 20. And I told you that means 400,000 people died from the COVID vaccine in 2021. And sure enough, they're now saying an extra 400,000 people died between the ages of 18 and 49. And why is that significant? That's working age. They were all mandated to take the vaccine. And so this guy examined the data by state. Brian Chivalry. Brian, it looks like Chivalry. And found in some states the deaths in this age group increased by as much as 65% compared to the same period in 2018 and 2019. That's truly remarkable. And by the way, you know what was the worst state in America for percentage of deaths increase? It was Nevada, where I live. Number one in America. You know what number two is? Texas. Texas, number two. I think Florida was three or four. So a huge number of excess people died, but they didn't die of COVID. They died of heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure, and dramatic increase in cancer. And all of that, in my opinion, is absolutely tied to the vaccine. Otherwise, what do they have in common? Why is everyone around the world suddenly dying of heart attacks? And the answer is they all share the vaccine. Back for hour number three.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Say.